Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're getting into Bill Bryson's At Home. Sophie, have you ever looked at your front door and thought about all the history hiding in the doorknob?
Hi there, Sam. I'm really excited to chat about this one. At Home is Bryson's room-by-room tour of his own house, and every corner opens up a surprising story about how we live. It's equal parts hilarious and eye-opening.
The kitchen got me right away. For most of history, cooking on an open flame meant your house could easily catch fire. And without a clue about germs, food poisoning was just a normal meal.
The cast iron stove was a miracle, but it demanded constant attention. You had to polish it, clean the grates, and cart away the ashes.
And the food sitting there could turn deadly. Milk soured within hours, and the water people drank was basically liquid waste. Pasteurization changed everything, but people fought it.
They couldn't believe invisible organisms were making them sick. It's a good reminder that real progress often needs a shift in mindset, not just technology.
And something as simple as a fork took centuries to accept. People called it effeminate and foreign, so they kept eating with their fingers well into the 18th century. Let's climb the stairs to the bedroom. Did you know that people used to sleep in two shifts? They'd go to bed early, wake up in the middle of the night, then sleep again until dawn.
That was called segmented sleep, and it was totally standard. The single 8-hour stretch we chase today only came about thanks to artificial lighting and factory schedules.
And in those days, if you stayed an inn, you might share a bed with a complete stranger. I can't even share a blanket without a fight.
Not to mention the bedbugs and fleas that were everywhere. The mattress was practically a zoo. The bedroom was not the peaceful retreat we picture.
Then there's the bathroom. Old cities were drenched in stench because people just hurled chamber pots into the street. No wonder cholera and typhoid ravaged everyone.
The flush toilet was a revolution, but the early versions leaked and flooded all the time. It took decades of tinkering to make it reliable.
And get this, people thought bathing was dangerous. Doctors were convinced that hot water opened your pores to disease. So most people just avoided washing altogether.
It wasn't until germ theory gained traction that the modern bathroom appeared. We're talking about a transformation that's only about 150 years old.
That's incredibly recent. Our great-grandparents lived without radio, without antibiotics, without anything we rely on. The world changed faster in a lifetime than in all the centuries before.
And the study shows that information overload isn't new. People in the 1600s were already complaining about the endless flood of books. Sound familiar?
Yeah. Plus, the whole idea of comfort is modern. People used to sit on hard benches and sleep on straw. They never expected to feel at ease.
Coziness came with the rise of the middle class and affordable furniture. Before that, home was about survival, not relaxation.
Even the garden isn't natural. The English landscape garden looks wild and organic, but it's just as designed as the formal French one. Every tree is placed perfectly.
Right. There's no such thing as natural once you've built a fence. Bryson loves those little contradictions.
One thing that stays with me is the history of housework. Women spent their entire days scrubbing, washing, and mending, often with tools that barely worked.
And when labor-saving devices arrived, they didn't reduce the work. They just raised the bar. Floors had to be spotless. Clothes had to be perfect. The effort stayed the same.
There's also the dark side of old homes. Toxic wallpaper could poison you, gas lights could explode, and early wiring was installed by people who had zero clue.
The point is that progress isn't guaranteed. It's built on 1,000 small struggles, and it's fragile. One blackout, and we realize how much we depend on invisible systems.
That's a sobering thought. Maybe we should walk through our homes with more gratitude.
Yes, and with a little humility, too. A century from now, people will look back at us the way we look at the Victorians. We're not the end of the story.
I think that's the heart of the book. The one thing I'm taking away is to stop treating my home like it's ordinary. Every room is a monument to human effort.
If you want to wander through more books like this, The whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. At Home is really about finding the extraordinary in the ordinary and remembering that every part of our day holds a story worth telling. We'll see you in the next one.